Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 27 through 29 at Kalahari Resort and Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsman'sExpo.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca. They are the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll learn how you can help support Wisconsin's natural areas. We'll preview the Open Season Sportsman's Expo and find out what's happening this month at the Range of Richfield, and also hear about a vodka that supports conservation. All that and more, including this week's giveaway coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit HUPY.com. All 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, I mentioned that we would find out what's going on at the Range of Richfield this month. Jim Bobiash, the president of the range, is so busy with everything going on there that he didn't have time to talk with us this month, but he said that I could summarize a few of the events. On St. Patrick's Day, the 17th, if you shoot that day, you receive a free target. The gunsmith shop will be open on Wednesdays from 4 until close, and on Saturdays all day, opening until close. And you can contact him at fullsendgunsmithing.com. And Liberty Safes have a tax season sale, 10% off select Liberty Safes with in-store rebates. So check them out when you come to the Range of Richfield or if you check out their website. There are a couple of classes coming up in April, so check out the Range of Richfield on the web at therangewi.com or stop and see them at Helson Drive, which is just north of the Richfield Cabela store where highways 41 and 45 divide. We're recording this week on Wednesday because I'm heading down to State Fair Park for the Milwaukee Sports Show. I'll be there all weekend. And Jeff is headed to Oklahoma. Jeff, what's going on in Oklahoma this time of year?
Well, it's our yearly prep to bring the trailer up and get everything ready for the season at hand, Dan. We're only a couple of weeks away from our first Masters Walleye Circuit event in Spring Valley, Illinois. And, so we got a couple of things we got to fix on the trailer. A couple of things to get ready on the release boats and stuff like that. And, it's never a bad thing to kind of get away from the cool weather, although it really hasn't been bad in Wisconsin. It'll be 80 degrees the first couple of days we're there, and then it drops to like a high of low 40s. So it's, I had joked with my staff that's coming down with me. I said, just bring all of your clothes and we'll be good.
Yeah. So in addition to prepping the trailer and the release boats and everything, do you get a chance to do a little fishing? Sometimes you do.
Yeah, so my boss does have a pond on his property, and so we'll get a chance to fish that. Every now and then, we kind of hit it just right where we got a couple of folks that live in the area that know we get in town and will take us out, do some crappie fishing, especially this time of year. So maybe we get that opportunity. Maybe we won't. It's really going to just kind of depend on who's around and how much time we've got. There's a possibility that we get done a little early and are able to come home, and that might drive us to maybe do a little less fishing, a little bit more working, and all of us like being home.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, these tournaments, and you run a bunch of them throughout the open water season, they're quite a production, aren't they? I mean, how big is your staff?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've got a staff. I'll work with a staff between 4 and 6 people at each one of the events. That's minus any of our volunteers. Generally, I've got 4 to 6 volunteers at any one of the events as well. And, it's a production. You know, it's an entertainment piece as much as it is a competition. And so there's a lot of different elements that end up getting set up. I mean, the trailer's got all of our office equipment, all of our fish care equipment on it. It is our stage. It is our sound system. So, yeah, lots of parts and pieces that all have to work together. And if I don't, you know, if I'm missing one part, it probably affects most of the rest of the event.
Yeah, wow. So you've got to have everything working before you launch the season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really hard to work on things during the season because it's just go, go, go all the time.
Yeah. And then your first tournament is Spring Valley, and that's the last weekend in March, right?
Yeah, so it's the 20th, 20th and 21st, that Friday, Saturday. So it'll be, it's coming up. I mean, it's right during the, sauger spawn on the Illinois River and primarily a sauger bite. We'll see a whole lot of, 2-pound, 3-pound saugers, brought to the scales. Lots and lots and lots of them. And every now and then we see some decent walleyes as well. And, I think more and more we're seeing some good walleyes. They've done some stocking there, but really the Illinois DNR works with us at every event. And, we actually give them the fish for their sauger stocking program. They milk those fish from the eggs and spawn, and then they raise fish in the hatchery, and then they release those fish back in the Illinois River. It's a really, really nice system that they've got, and has really been super successful in the Illinois River for the sauger program.
Yeah, good. So that's a tournament that will end up being won by somebody who has a couple of good walleyes on top of, you know, the best saugers they can find, right?
Yeah, that's generally what happens. I mean, if you can be consistent with, you know, a couple of walleyes each day, you know, maybe you just get lucky with one, you know, bigger one. I think the biggest one I've seen come out of there is close to 8 pounds or so. But most of the walleyes you're going to see are, you know, they're 3.5-4 pounds. They're bigger than your saugers. And so, yeah, I mean, if you can put a game together where you might pull a couple of them out, you're certainly going to be sitting at the top, because we're going to see basket after basket that is, 12 pounds to 13 pounds. And so if you've got 15 to 18, you are sitting pretty good for a day.
Yeah. And what's the limit? How many fish are they weighing each day?
So they're weighing 5 fish each day of the event. And so, again, it's really rare when I see a weight over 30 pounds even for 2 days, because just to be that consistent would be, is a struggle. But the highest I've seen it is 34 pounds to win, I believe. It's been as high as I think 38 pounds to win that event over the course of time. So, it could happen. If we hit it just right and everything's going, everything's eaten, we could really see some incredible weights.
Yeah, all right. You mentioned warm weather. Have you had a chance to do anything outdoors?
A little bit of cleanup in the yard, a little bit of things, you know, getting stuff ready for, well, being gone. But just getting stuff together. Done a little bit of walking through the woods, looking for sheds. I still got a little bit of snow sitting in some of the low-lying spots and not quite ready to kind of really get in there and do some shed hunting. But a neighbor was out shed hunting. He found a deadhead. He found a whole dead deer, I suppose, an 8-pointer that probably has been dead for a good portion of the winter time. Coyotes had it picked pretty clean, you know, healthy rack. Who knows what would have happened to that deer. Where it was at was likely not a car kill. Certainly could have come off another property somewhere, you know, with a wound or something like that.
Yeah.
But a real nice 8-pointer would have been a really nice deer, certainly this year. I had that fawn, that had died earlier in the season. Coyotes and foxes and stuff like that are still picking at that one. But I hadn't seen too much others, around but we'll walk around a little bit more as we get rid of the snow here in the coming weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, speaking of snow, we got just enough last week, so I was still rabbit hunting, and I wrapped up the season with one more bunny on Saturday afternoon, and it was a great way to end the season. And, of course, this weekend, I mentioned I'm at the sports show at State Fair, and Sunday, we're holding the first ever youth turkey calling contest, two age groups, 12 and under and 13 to 17. And the first prize in each age group is a 20-gauge Mossberg turkey shotgun. And some of the winners will also receive a NWTF box call, and there's cash prizes. And everyone who enters will get, I think it's a hat and a T-shirt, or at least one or the other, maybe both. And the promoters plan to do it again next year. So, folks, if you're interested, go to jssportsshow.com. Pull down the show info tab, look for event features, and you'll find the turkey call contest near the end of the list of a lot of features, and there's an entry form there. We would like to see you enter before you show up on Sunday afternoon, so we know how many people are going to be there. But you could just walk in with your youngster and turkey call and do that as well. And my Lake of the Woods trip, Jeff, I don't know if you can believe this, but it's almost full. I got only two more spots left, so wow. We are close to filling.
You're a popular guy, Dan. Well, maybe it's just a popular place.
It's that, yeah. And I talked to Danielle at Ballard's in Minnesota, and she said every one of them is a repeat guest, so somebody who's either been there with me or just there before. But we got room for two more guests, and folks, if you're interested, September 17 through 21 are the dates. We'll have the whole lodge and all of Black Island to ourselves. And if you can visit blackisland.com. The trips tab there will have information. And you can sign up there or call Danielle for more information. And the State Assembly recently passed a bill that would authorize a sandhill crane hunt. There's a companion bill that, last I heard, is still being considered or may be considered by the state Senate. I don't know what the status of it is, but call your legislator today and urge him or her to support that effort. For details, the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association is the organization that has been spearheading this, and they have all the information at wisducks.org. And this week we're giving away two pairs of tickets to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo coming up at the end of March in the Dells. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Open Season Expo. And speaking of the Expo, coming up, Brandon Senske previews this year's Expo, and Natural Resources Foundation Executive Director David Clutter tells us how we can support Wisconsin natural areas when we buy our hunting and fishing licenses or renew recreational vehicle registrations. I'm going to be doing that at the sports show this weekend. You could too, and you can contribute to the Natural Resources Foundation's Cherish Wisconsin Fund. And Big Al Foltman shares a story of how his new vodka, Lake Effect Vodka, helps support conservation. They donate a portion of the proceeds to a bunch of conservation organizations. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Wisconsin, this is your season. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Wisconsin Dells March 27th through 29th. Explore a sold-out show floor with over 300 exhibitors and show-only deals and hands-on gear for hunting, archery, optics, and land management. Bring your buck for the Bush Light Trophy Deer Contest. Plus, learn from expert speakers. Get discounted tickets now at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Fueled by Tacticam Official Cell Camera, Jay's Power Center Official Power Sports Dealer, Menzel's Official Blind of the Open Season Sportsman's Expo.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Fish on! Explore over 350 booths, seminars from Jimmy Houston and top anglers and the best fishing boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 27th through March 1st at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Don's Marine, Acme, and Meg's Rods.
Spring coho and steelhead are on, and Ken's is leading the charge on Lake Michigan. Fish with Wisconsin's number one Lake Michigan charter service, running out of three prime ports. Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, Sturgeon Bay, and Algoma, Wisconsin. Kick off the season with fast-paced, rod-bending coho and steelhead action out of Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, where limit catches are the expectation, not the exception. Spots fill fast. Call 800-446-8605 or book online at www.kinscatch.com. That's Ken's Sports Fishing. Your spring bite starts here.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The open season Sportsman's Expo is coming to Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's coming up pretty soon, March 27th through the 29th. And for details and advanced ticket sales and lots of information, go to their website, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. But joining us for a preview of the expo is Expo Sales Director Brandon Senske. Brandon, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Dan, thanks again for having me. It's hard to believe it's already here. This is going to be our 40th year.
40th year. Wow. Yeah, and I've been there for most of those 40 years, from the beginning with Glenn Helgland, and now that you folks have taken it over. And it's still a great show. In fact, I think it's the biggest show of its type in Wisconsin, at least. It's always a great event.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year. We actually this year just added a fourth hall sponsored by First Choice Food Plot and Services. So this is going to be where the seminar rooms were. We combined a few of those rooms and created another hall. So we'll have another 20 exhibitors in there for everybody to stop by and see.
Fantastic. And is that easy to find? Where is it exactly?
It's kind of right in the heart of the property. There's an intersection where you could go left to our trophy deer contest or right to the seminars. And if you're in that area, you won't miss it.
All right. Now, Brandon, with 300-plus exhibitors, there's a lot that folks can buy there. What are some of the highlights?
Honestly, Dan, if you want to come gear up for your next season, whether it's turkey hunting, duck hunting, goose hunting, deer hunting, we literally have a little bit of everything. If you're trying to get new camo, brush pants, vests, turkey call, duck call, grunt call, if you need a new tree stand, a new cell camera, a box blind, a knife, new optics, you want to book a hunt through one of our many outfitters all around the world, there is a little bit there for everybody to get what they need to be successful this year.
Fantastic. And you mentioned the Trophy Deer Contest. I understand there's been some changes there.
There are, yeah. This year we are bringing in more categories than ever. We want to really convince people to bring in their deer heads. We have 6-point, 8-point, 10-point, 12-point categories, first, second, third for all different weapon types. And this year new, we do have a random prize raffle where any deer entered in is going to be entered in to win a random raffle prize. And that's everything from a Matthews bow, Vortex binoculars, trail cameras, broadheads. There's even an African safari hunt. There's a lot of good prizes on there, and we're adding to it daily. So hopefully this will convince a lot of people to take that head off the wall, bring it in, have it officially scored, and hopefully walk out with something cool.
All right. And folks can bring in mule deer and bear too, can't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, they'll score anything, moose, caribou, whatever you have, they can score it. But we are only having the whitetail contest.
Okay. Well, how many exhibitors are you going to have this year with that expanded space?
We are over 300 this year. I think it topped out at 310. If we can find another crevice, we'll add a few more. But yeah, we are completely sold out, and it should be a great show.
Very good. Now, you always have seminar speakers. Who have you got this year?
We do, yeah. If you want to come learn anything about food plots, using mock scrapes, tracking and stalking, we have Zach Haas with Creek Bottom Land Management. He will teach you how to set up your property for success. Dan Adler's a new guy for us this year. He's with Diamond Outfitters, and he'll be teaching you how to do trophy elk hunting in the West, which is always a big draw for people. We have Frank Brock. He's new with Morse Nursery. He's talking about top tree genetics for whitetails. Keith Beam is bow hunting turkeys. There's a little bit for everybody. If you want to, you know, learn some knowledge and be better out in the field, we have something there for you.
All right. And you say for everybody. Now, a lot of families come. Have you got things for the kids?
We do, yeah. We always have our archery range set up for kids to learn on shoot bows. That's put on by the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association. And kids do get in free, 12 and under. So bring the kids. We need to get them into the outdoors. That keeps our industry going. There's going to be a ton of cool, fun stuff for them to see there with the exhibitors. It's fun watching all the kids walk around and seeing their eyes light up with all the exhibits we have there.
Absolutely. Well, how about the show hours?
We start Friday the 27th at 2 o'clock, and we'll go all the way till 7 p.m. Saturday the 28th, we are 9 to 6. And Sunday the 29th, we are 9 to 3.
All right. Well, Brandon, any other info you want to share before we let you go?
We can't wait. It's going to be like a deer camp before deer camp. We love to sit there and celebrate our hunting heritage, and we appreciate you guys. So don't forget to save the weekend. Come on out and support our vendors, and we'll be there.
All right. Well, I look forward to being there myself, and I will see you soon.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Folks, that was Brandon Senske. He is the sales director for the Open Season Sportsman's Expo coming up March 27th through the 29th at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. And you can learn all about what we talked about and more, and you can buy advance tickets at openseasonsportsmensexpo.com. And we'll be giving away tickets to the show, too. We'll tell you more about that later in our show. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now from the exclusive hunting club in Edgerton, Wisconsin, is Big Al Foltman. I've known Al for many years and hunted with him and partied with him, and he's an all-around good guy, and he is the owner of the exclusive hunting club, and their website is exclusivehuntingclub.net, and he's also the owner of Lake Effect Vodka. And their website is lakeeffectvodka.com, and we're going to talk to him about both of those things. Al, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Dan, thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and catch up and see how things are going with both of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And you've got a big event coming up in a couple of weeks at the club, right?
Exactly. Well, one of the things, Dan, you know, we do at our vodka and our hunt club, we always support the outdoors. you know, all the years you've known me, I've always supported conservation, youth programs, our military programs. But the 21st is something special for me, too. We got an event for Wounded Warriors. We got 40 guys coming out. We're going to throw out 100 birds for them and just let them have a great hunt, a great time. They're going to come in for some food. And we're just going to have a fun day with these guys and just have a good time. So it should be a great hunt in the outdoors, and everybody's going to have a great time at the event.
Fantastic. And you've probably already got your people lined up for that shoot, right?
Yes. It didn't take them but a couple of days. 40 guys signed up right away for the event.
Yeah, okay.
We advertise it. And we got guys that are donating dog and handlers for the event. We got people donating food, so going to be a good cause and a great event.
Fantastic. Well, and if people want to come out and shoot, what's the plan? What's the deal there at the Exclusive Hunting Club?
Well, you know our club. We hunt pheasants, chuckers, quail. We have a beautiful clubhouse. But the cool thing we added to this year, we added an indoor heated five stand for clay bird shooting.
Oh, cool.
Which is really nice. We shoot year-round now.
Uh-huh.
Rain, sleet, snow, it don't matter.
Okay.
And you know, I built a really nice youth trap program. We started it, I don't know, 6 years ago with six kids. Now we got over 60 kids, which is really beneficial to everybody in the outdoor world because we need to get more of these kids out into the outdoors.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. Anything else going on?
That's pretty much it. You know, we're running all of our specials at our hunt club. All our memberships, we're going to be starting them April 1st. We'll be signing up new members. And we got some nice fishing tournaments coming up this summer for kids. We worked with the Dave Tilton Foundation. Kind of a cool thing we do there is every year we help support their foundation. They get fishing poles. They go fishing on our ponds. We stock it with big fish. And last year we had a really, really kind of a cool deal. A guy, he was a professional Bigfoot.
Oh.
Or Sasquatch.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had him at this event. I never laughed so hard, Dan. He'd come out of these woods and these kids' eyes were just bulging out of their head. They're like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Neat.
I'll have to send you some pictures on that because it was the coolest thing I ever seen. It was just a great event. So.
Yeah, wow. It sounds like a lot of fun. Okay.
Oh, it was a blast. And really a good time.
And of course, when people shoot at your club, there's sometimes the option of a meal, and you are a chef and you've been in the restaurant business before too.
Oh yeah, I've cooked for many, many years. And you know, we do a lot of corporate, a lot of Pheasant Forever events here. We did a big one last year for like 200 Pheasant Forever people and brought in food. We got taco trucks that'll come out and supply food and local restaurants. If people want a nice dinner, we can do that also here too and have all the food brought in for the event.
Very good.
So that works out really well also.
Okay.
We can do anything a guy wants.
Well, let's segue to the vodka now. Lake Effect Vodka, and it's got an unusual motto here. It's
the brand that supports our land.
Aha, yes, okay. And tell us how that works. Yes.
Well, here's how the whole thing started. You know, some of our members are like Clint Woodman's and a lot of the other people that are in the food industry. And as you know, Dan, with my pie business, we always supported the outdoors.
Yes.
These guys all got together at my club. They said, you know, Al, how can we do something even bigger than what you've done in the past? And that's how Lake Effect started. You know, all of us guys got together and Clint Woodman said, you know, what about if we came up with a really, really good vodka? Which we did, you know, Lake Effect 7 times distilled. It's made with non-GMO corn, and it's also gluten-free. So we came out with a really great product. And Clint said, if you guys do that, I'll put 50K stackers in my stores. He moved some of the other major brands out of the way and gave us full shelves. And that's how Lake Effect was created and started. We did taste tests amongst hundreds of people, and we were chosen over a lot of the major brands out there. Our product was number one.
Wow.
Yeah. So we came up with a great product at a great price. You know, like our big handles, you know, the big 175 handles, they're like $24.99 at Woodman's.
Ah, okay.
Which is really fairly priced. You know, and then Piggly Wiggly's come on board. A lot of the participating Piggly Wiggly's and IGA's. And our distributor, General Beverage, has really ramped it up. I mean, I think we're in like 1,100 or 1,200 bars now. People are buying the product and getting it out there. So we're finally starting to get some movement. But here's the cool thing, Dan. With Lake Effect, I call it the brand that supports our land because Lake Effect has a purpose. Last year in 2025, we donated back $85,000 to Wounded Warriors events, Badger Honor Flight events, Boys and Girls Clubs, Cancer Coalitions. I mean, that's what we've doing with a lot of the portions of the proceeds. Of course, we got to be a profitable company, which we're building that. But a lot of the money, that's what we decided to do with it, is donate it back to our community and back to the people that help support our product. And as you know and I know, people in Wisconsin support Wisconsin.
Yes.
So now we're starting to get that support. We've got people a great product. We're getting bar owner support. We got retail stores now supporting it. Now all we really need is a general consumer to go out and buy a bottle and help us keep this lake effect storm rolling across our great state.
Nice.
And that's where we need to help. And that's why I'm glad you were able to get me on your show and explain a little bit what I'm trying to do outside of my little world. I'm trying to get it out there to everybody so they understand what we're doing.
Yeah.
226, we've already donated several thousands already back into Turkey Federation. There again, Cancer Coalition, a lot of the major youth events we're supporting, hockey teams, baseball teams, football teams. I mean, anything that gets kids into the outdoors and keeps family and conservation land out there and growing, that's what we support.
All right. And I see on your website folks can book a tasting event if they want to.
Yeah, we've done those because what we've done in the past, we've done private label bourbons for corporations.
Mm-hmm.
What we would do is set up an actual tasting event for a person to design and build a private label bourbon for their company as a corporate gifting program.
Uh-huh.
Now, we offer bars and restaurants. We do a lot of tastings where we bring the gals in and serve up samples and sample the product. We give away, you know, all the T-shirts and hats and that kind of stuff. You know, just to get people to try it. Like this last weekend, we were at Bacon Fest
yeah.
at the Pottawatomie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We couldn't pour it fast enough. And people were like, oh, man, this stuff is awesome. So, which is great. And we're trying to build the Milwaukee business right now with bars and restaurants and that kind of stuff. We're doing really well in southern Wisconsin, and northern Wisconsin loves us. I mean, we're getting a lot of new accounts up there. And Madison, now we're really trying to focus on the Milwaukee marketplace and get that going also.
Oh, very good.
So any help anybody could give us there would be great.
All right. Well, Al, thanks so much for visiting with us. We're going to let you go here, but I know you're a busy guy, and we appreciate your time. And we hope people check out both websites, the exclusivehuntingclub.net and also lakeeffectvodka.com. And there's information on the vodka website as to where you can find it and the donation process to conservation organizations. I think that's great what you're doing, and keep it up, my friend.
We're going to do our best, Dan, and thank you for everything you've done, and thank you to all your listeners that hopefully helped me keep my lake effect storm going and growing it bigger than I ever thought. That would just be great.
All right. Well, we'll keep in touch.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Al. Al Foltman is the owner of the Exclusive Hunting Club and Lake Effect Vodka, and you can find him on the web at exclusivehuntingclub.net and lakeeffectvodka.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio. Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are three light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at Fingerlight.com.
Fish on. Explore over 350 booths, seminars from Jimmy Houston and top anglers and the best fishing boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 27th through March 1st at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Don's Marine, Acme, and Meg's Rods.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wisconsin's hunting and fishing license season ends at the end of March, so it's coming up, and many of us will be purchasing new licenses soon. And when you buy a license or renew a boat or a recreational vehicle registration, either online or in person, there's also the option of making a donation to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. And joining us once again to tell us what this fund is all about and how it works is David Clutter. He's the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. And their website is wisconservation.org/cherish. Dave, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me, Dan. Great to be back.
Yeah, and how is the Cherish Fund doing?
It's doing well. It's growing, growing, growing. You know, these little donations add up over time. I think when I started with the foundation in 2019, I think in 2020, it hit about $1 million. Today, we're at about 3.6 million. Thanks to our donors and supporters, you know, adding more to that fund and helping with public land management.
Yeah. Well, some people would say, gosh, you got $3.5 million. Why do you need my money? So how does the Cherish Fund work?
Yeah, the Cherish Fund is a legislated endowment. So the Natural Resources Foundation worked with DNR and the legislature back in 2013 to create a permanently endowed fund. Endowments are permanently restricted funds where the principal is always going to stay intact. So you never get into the principal, but as that principal is invested, the fund grows, and then each year we distribute, you know, anywhere from, say, 4.5% to 5% off those fund earnings each year, and that goes to public land management. So it's not as if we can take the whole $3 million and sort of divvy it up and get it out there. It's actually just the 4.75 or 5% that rolls off each year. So for every $1 million, you know, if we have, say, 5% for ease of math, the Cherish Fund will kick off $50,000 for public land management. Over time, you know, that amount continues to grow as the corpus or the principal of that fund continues to grow.
Yeah, and $50,000 is not too shabby. You provide money through a number of grants every year.
Yeah, and, you know, I should just mention, too, that, you know, we have a committee, and this would be the Conservation Congress and Pheasants Forever and Trout Unlimited and Bear Hunters and so on serve on this committee. And each year that committee comes together to review proposals by the Department of Natural Resources for different areas around the state that could use some of this public land funding. The DNR presents those projects, the committee ranks those projects, and then we fund those top projects. And this past year, you know, some of the projects that received funding were Horicon Marsh Wildlife Area, largest grassland complex in that area, and so expanding that through fire, you know, Cedarburg Bog State Natural Area is another one. Sandhill in Wood County and the Meadow Valley Wildlife Areas in Wood County received funding, and that was related more for habitat for the Karner Blue Butterflies, Governor Nelson State Park, you know, for invasive brush removal. So, you know, it kind of runs the gamut, but this past year in 2025, we funded about six different projects.
Well, that's great. And what do they do with that money?
Well, the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoor Fund is focused on public land management specifically. So these dollars aren't commingled with Knowles Nelson stewardship dollars for acquisition or easement acquisition, none of that. It's really for the down and dirty boots on the ground, you know, managing for invasive species, putting prescribed fire on the ground, opening up habitat for critical species, you know, improving fishery areas and wildlife areas, you know, habitat for those. So, you know, working on oak woods and oak savannas, you know, that provide critical habitat for critters. So it runs the gamut, but the focus is public land management. We really don't have designated funds, you know, at scale for public land management here in the state. And, you know, so Cherish is helping to plug one of those holes.
Yeah. And I think anyone who has frequented state parks or natural areas has seen areas that could use some help, whether it's a campground just being enhanced or benches and signs replaced or refurbished or that kind of things. And then the habitat itself, which is the most important part.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Dave, when people buy their new license or renew a vehicle registration, they have the option of making a donation. Just how important are those donations? I mean, what percentage of your donations come from those of us who renew licenses?
It's a big percent. Most of those donations are made through the Go Wild system. So when you're, you know, purchasing your hunting license or fishing license, as you mentioned, you have the option of making a, you know, $2 plus donation. But those add up, right? You know, we're adding about $1 million every couple of years to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoor Fund based on those small donations. Now, with Cherish, there's a legislated and non-legislated fund. The legislated fund donations run through the Go Wild system. And then, you know, come to NRF, the non-legislated fund, folks do have the option of making a donation directly to NRF and not through the Go Wild system. But I would say, you know, just looking at the numbers here, the Cherish non-legislated fund sits at about 91,000, whereas the Cherish legislated fund sits at about 3.5 million.
Uh-huh.
So you can see that, you know, these $2 donations, $5 donations, they really do add up. And in a time when we're, you know, facing a biodiversity crisis and the need for much more public land management and prescribed fire and so on, it's critically important that we receive these small donations. It doesn't seem like anything, you know, if you're kicking off $2 or $5, but given that we have, you know, 5 million hunting and fishing license purchasers each year, it adds up.
Yeah, it certainly does. Now, for someone who's never done this, just walk us through, let's say I'm buying a license either at the DNR booth at the sports show, which is this going on this weekend, or at a DNR service center, or even, a Fleet Farm or someplace that sells licenses, or on your Go Wild. I mean, okay, those are a bunch of ways to buy licenses. So how do you make a donation to the Cherish?
Yeah, well, through the Go Wild system, it's quite clean and easy. You know, you purchase your hunting or fishing licenses, whatever those are going to be, and then as you're checking out, it's on that checkout page that the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoor Fund, there's a little checkbox where you can check that if you want to make a donation of $2 or more. And so in the Go Wild system, it's quite easy. If you're buying your licenses at Fleet Farm or Farm and Fleet or DNR service centers and so on, you may, hope you don't have to, but you may have to mention, well, is there a Cherish Wisconsin Outdoor Fund or a Cherish Fund donation option? Mm-hmm. Not all folks who are, you know, selling those licenses will bring that up as an option. To a certain extent, if a hunter or fisher, you know, is interested in providing a small donation to that fund, you may have to ask to do so. But that should be on the paperwork. So if they don't ask you who's ever selling you the license, you may need to speak up and say, hey, I'd like to make a contribution to the Cherish Fund.
Yeah. Okay. We appreciate your joining us every year at about this time. And we're going to be talking with a couple of other staff members about some of the projects that you folks do coming up.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. So thanks so much, Dave. We will let people know that they can do it at the sports show or wherever they buy their license.
Wonderful. Well, Dan, thank you for having us on. Really appreciate it. This goes a long way to managing our natural resources around the state. So thank you for amplifying the message.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was David Clutter. He is the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Their website is wisconservation.org. You can find the Cherish Wisconsin Fund there. You can make a donation directly on their website or, as we've been saying,
anytime you buy a license or renew a registration through the Department of Natural Resources. And sometimes you might have to ask the seller, hey, can I make a donation here? But they know how to do it. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Wisconsin, this is your season. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Wisconsin Dells March 27th through 29th. Explore a sold-out show floor with over 300 exhibitors and show-only deals and hands-on gear for hunting, archery, optics, and land management. Bring your buck for the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest. Plus, learn from expert speakers. Get discounted tickets now at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Fueled by Tacticam official cell camera, Jay's Power Center official power sports dealer, Menzel's official blind of the Open Season Sportsman's Expo.
Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are three light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at Fingerlight.com.
Get ready for the 85th Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, March 6th through the 8th at State Fair Park. Discover the latest gear from top hunting, fishing, and outdoor exhibitors. Learn from experts like Kevin Van Dam, Pete Mena, Tim Andrews, Christine Fisher, and me, Mark Zona. Experience classic show features like the Lumberjack Show, Archery Tournament, Fastest Retriever Contest, and much more. Don't miss the 85th Sports Show, March 6th through the 8th at State Fair Park. See complete details and save with advanced tickets and special offers at jssportsshow.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Crestliner and Thunderjet have announced rebates of up to $7,500 for 2026, and Mercury Marine is offering 7 years of factory-backed coverage on qualifying outboards. This offer ends on March 31st, so don't delay. We're getting close, folks. If you're looking to buy a brand new boat, get a hold of Cedar Lake Sales. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com.
And don't forget that free symposium is coming up March 10th in Wapaka. If you go to if you go to profhearingcare.com, you should be able to find out how to sign up for it, or you can just call them and get the information. It's March 10th, and it's going to be at Par 4 Resort. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org, and my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
And this radio program is online all the time for you to download. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page. You can download it there, or you can go to outdoornews.com/podcast and download it there as well. Dan and I are on social media. You can find Dan at Dan Small Outdoors across the platforms. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And the application period for the 2026 elk season is open now. It runs through May 31st. The season will be continuous this year, October 17 through December 13. And you can apply for a tag in either the northern or central zone. You can get details on your Go Wild account or on the DNR website under elk hunting. And Jeff mentioned the Mercury Special. Well, they're also giving away the ultimate fishing adventure, a trip for two to Ketchikan, Alaska, to fish with pro angler Rob Ensley. Do you know Rob? I don't.
I do not.
Yeah, the name's familiar, but I don't know the man. Anyway, you could fish with him if you're the winner. To enter, visit mercurymarine.com/enter now. And this promotion ends at the end of March, so enter today before you forget or before it gets away from you.
And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, my September trip to Ballard's Black Island on Lake of the Woods has just two openings left. If you're interested, visit blackisland.com. Pull down the trips tab. You'll find everything you need to know there. We'll have 4 nights in private cabins, 3 days of fishing with guides for walleyes, northerns, panfish, muskies, smallmouths as well. Only 20 people altogether, so don't delay if you want to be one of the last or two of the last two. It's always best to go with a friend. So check it out, blackisland.com. And if you're looking for a St. Patrick's Day party in the La Crosse area, join the Lake Onalaska Rehab Coalition on Tuesday the 17th for a party at the Prairie at Red Pines Bar and Grill. That's a mouthful. Prairie at Red Pines Bar and Grill on Highway Z in Onalaska. They'll have great food, live music, raffles, and St. Patty's Cheer going on from 11 a.m. until 8:30 p.m., and that supports the North Shore Dredging Project on Lake Onalaska. For details, visit Lake Ana Rehab, O-N-A Rehab, lakeanarehab.org. This week's giveaway, 2 pairs of tickets to the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Open Season Expo giveaway. Lost in the Woods Improv's next show is Friday the 13th at Honest Dog Books in Bayfield. I'm sure they'll have some Friday the 13th theme going on there. For tickets, you can pick them up at the door. The doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. It's only $10. Lucky 13 is the theme. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day just around the corner. So for details, visit honestdogbooks.com or find them on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson, and his next show is this Saturday. That's today for many of our listeners, most listeners, in fact, 7th of March at the Harbor Table in Washburn, where Warren and friends present Songs of Wisconsin. Come for the show. It starts at 4. Stay for the prime rib special. I have had that at the Harbor Table. It is fantastic, and I don't think you want to miss that. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, travel safely to Oklahoma and back, and we'll catch up with you when you get back.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You bet. And folks, be careful out there on the roads, trails, and especially on what's left of the ice. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.